Welcome to Axiom's Data Guru podcast, where data experts share wisdom and insights around high-performing audiences and all things data. I'm your host, Scarlett Burks. On today's podcast, we're joined by data gurus Linda Harrison and Cristiani De Carvalho, Vice President of Global Digital Strategy and Innovation for Axiom. And they are going to give us the lowdown on two new types of data and share ways advertisers can benefit from their use. So welcome, Linda and Cristiani.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here, girls.
Linda is a regular on our podcast, so we'll start with Cristiani. Can you give us a little bit on your background and what led you to your role at Axiom?
Yes, sure. So a little bit of my background. I've built my own business from scratch and sold before moving to the U.S. So I have the mentality of like solving client needs, and I treat my job as if it is my own business. I've been with Axiom for 8 years so far, I believe. I have to do the calculation again. And I've worked in several divisions, but always focusing on the digital space. So when Axiom decided to expand to global markets, I saw a need and a gap in the digital space. And I was just lucky enough to have my boss believing in me. And he built this position so I could help to promote the Axiom digital data set. So my goal is to enable Axiom data in the digital ecosystem. Where we don't have it, we usually build it.
Okay, and you mentioned moving to the U.S., so tell us where you're originally from and where your beautiful accent comes from.
So originally from Brazil, from Belo Horizonte, which is in the southeast region of Brazil.
All right. Well, it seems like today that everyone has a phone attached to their hand, so it only makes sense that one of the newest types of data would come from behavior associated with phones. So tell us what Axiom Mobile is.
Okay, so Axiom Mobile is a solution built from behavior extracted from mobile devices. This enables Axiom to offer a variety of audiences in markets outside the U.S., where it would be really hard to do with our traditional data offerings. And we do not connect Axiom Mobile to people-based data, and we don't do that due to privacy restrictions.
All right, and can you tell us a little bit about how it's built?
Okay, so let's go. Let me try this. So first, the first thing to build Axiom Mobile, we first collect several types of mobile device behavior from all around the globe. So imagine like mobile devices from all over the globe. There is no limitation in countries. We collect data like app usage, self-reported data in apps, apps installations, app. When I say app usage, is how many times a user is opening that app, right? Sometimes you download an app, but you don't access that app. We collect information like Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. The data is 100% anonymous. We do not connect Axiom Mobile behavior to people just to comply with regulations. And it's really important, and I will keep repeating that. Especially because everybody think Axiom, they think of people-based, and this product is not people-based, it's device-based. So now we have all this data, right, in a massive database, tons of terabytes of data. Then the analysts start cutting the data by countries based on the signals from the locations. So now we see the signals coming from devices from Brazil. The Brazil data goes in a Brazil bucket. Italy goes in the Italy bucket, Mexico, and so forth. That's the second step. Then we go to build the segments. We use a variety of signals to create the audiences. It's unbelievable how much we can tell about a device's owner based on the apps installed in those signals that I mentioned we collect. To give you some examples, I think I will give you three. So let's start with Bluetooth. We can tell a device is connected to a Ford. So when you walk into your car, if you have a Ford, you're probably connecting to a Bluetooth name called Sync, S-Y-N-C. Mm-hmm. And that device is connecting to that Sync Bluetooth every day. We can use that information to build an audience of Ford owners. Another example on what we can extract from those signals is app installation and usage. We can see devices like mobile ad devices often streaming from apps, streaming videos from specific apps. And mm-hmm. we can use that information to create segments like Disney Plus, Netflix users, HBO Go, Amazon Prime. And it's really powerful, especially in this DNA. Another one that I'm really excited about is this. When I say global markets here on the Axiom side, is all the countries outside US. Uh-huh. And Axiom Mobile brings a lot of demographic data. So let's just talk about gender. We use self-reported data. Oftentimes when you download an app, mm-hmm. you notice that we'll ask if you're a female or a male. That's self-reported data. We have access to that data. We source data from publishers or directly from the app. So we have self-reported data. And we will use that to build an audience as a gender, female gender. But if we don't have enough scale for that specific, we can also model to build the gender segment. And we can use app installations to build that segment. So let's say an app, a mobile ad device, a device using install Rent a Runway, or any mm-hmm. app that is mostly made for female gender, it will be a good indicator that device owners, we're not talking about people, we're talking mm-hmm. about device, that yeah. device owner is a female.
That makes sense. So Linda, can you jump in and tell us, do we need to be concerned about privacy or?
So that's the beauty of it, like Christiane mm-hmm. was saying, is that because we're talking about devices, not people, we don't have those same barriers for targeting. And getting really specific information in some countries is so difficult because of right. GDPR or because of other privacy rules, or they just don't have it. Right. Mm-hmm. So if you want to target someone because of their frequent traveler, you might only have in that country geographical information about income, which not all rich people travel. But now we know that they're using travel apps, that I have multiple travel apps on my phone and I use them all the time, and I use hotel apps, things like that, so that we can really target people that are going to act and think similarly. But it's really the device that's the key here. It's not the people, it's the devices.
And the behaviors on those devices. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. And Christiane, you mentioned there were no boundaries, but where is Axiom Mobile available today?
Yes. So as I mentioned, the goal is to expand everywhere. Mm-hmm. We have technically data for every country in the world, but the team is working really hard to build. We will start with 12 markets. We need to be conscientious of resources, demand, and also data storage with so much data we have it in-house to build. So the first week of August, we will officially launch Brazil, France, and Mexico. And in the end of August, the remaining 9 countries, which is Canada, UK, US, Argentina, Australia, Japan, Spain, Italy, and Germany. And those are the markets on phase one. Mm-hmm. We are exploring other markets, and we are in active conversations with clients to understand where there is demand and where should we go first on phase two.
Great. And Linda, what will be the most exciting to advertisers about Axiom Mobile? How will they use it?
It's just the specificity that we have, that not only that they have the app on their device, but that they're using it, right? Because I have a lot of apps that I have I thought they sounded good. I maybe opened it and then I never used it, right? Mm-hmm. And I've put a lot of apps on my husband's device, you know, travel apps, but he's not a traveler. So you'd be able to understand which device is doing the traveling so that you can target to that specific device and not to the devices that are really not in market and have that ability. And you can always reach out to Data Guru to help you with targeting to the devices that are going to make the most sense, right? And that we're going to have scale with this as well, that it's not just a very small audience that you won't really be able to get your spend on, and that it's going to be available through all the usual suspects programmatically.
All right. Christiane, we've touched on this, but tell us what the geographies are where the regulations make Axiom Mobile even more attractive.
Yeah, we have a few markets like France, for example, that on top of GDPR, we have specific regulations. UK is another one. Overall, markets in Europe. We also have Brazil with the new regulation LGPD coming up, which is really similar to GDPR. Mm-hmm. But Axiom Mobile can absolutely solve for those. As we design, we started really thinking on privacy by design. So as we started thinking on solutions on how to solve for our clients, the privacy as we were designing the solution was the main focus for the team.
All right. And then I know you've really been immersed in Axiom Mobile for many, many months, getting this product to come together. What are some of the top use cases you've heard that Linda maybe didn't mention that advertisers are excited about?
So there is a list of categories categories or verticals that can benefit from Axiom Mobile. The verticals are large, and I can mention we have the demographics that I'm super excited about: tech, QSR, entertainment, financial services, shopping, games, food, social media, device ownership, subscription, and many others. Mm-hmm. I mentioned the automotive industry, right? Like we now, through the Bluetooth connection, we can help for so many of those clients. The tech, we know language used on that specific device that can be used for so many things. We know that device resides in the U.S., but travels abroad 3 times a year. We know for the airlines, for example, right? They see my device in the U.S., but I do have the Latin device installed on my phone. So they would often see my device present for 1 week in Brazil. So there's so many ways clients can benefit from Axiom Mobile.
And think of things like streaming, right? Mm-hmm. Traditionally in the US, we have to use a modeled approach because Hulu's not going to send me their file. Amazon's not going to send me their entire file. So we have purchase information or survey information that we've modeled out. Here I have actual information of devices that are streaming Netflix, devices that are streaming Xfinity. So I know exactly the devices to target to get them to switch or to increase their usage. Maybe they use Hulu and now they're not anymore. So I can do some type of win backs, right? So yeah. It's that level of specificity that gets me really excited.
It's great, Linda. It's a great point because the demand for streaming OTT, that space is growing rapidly. We get everyday requests. We have some clients lining up waiting for that data, and that enables them to create the perfect audiences to make sure they are using maybe the install, then they are just not using, or just to convert, as Linda mentioned.
Yeah. Same thing with shopping. So e-commerce, Amazon's never going to send me their file.
Right.
Right. I hate to say it. I love Amazon, but Amazon is a closed garden. So we know the devices that have Amazon installed and that are actively opening up the Amazon app. Mm-hmm. Same thing with like H&M or Walmart. things like that. So we can really get that granular detail that our audiences really demand.
All right. Well, let's switch gears and talk about another innovative way we have to define audiences called axiom semantic. That sounds like advertisers are also going to be excited about this. So, Christiane, what are semantic audiences, and would an advertiser use them instead of another type of data?
So this is another solution that I'm super excited, and it wouldn't be possible without Linda's leadership and Data Guru support. So semantics means linguistic correlation. So really important to notice that before I try to explain. So axiom semantic is built from keywords extracted from URLs. We then, after extract those keywords, using help from artificial intelligence, we connect the keywords consumed to anonymous consent cookies to build a persona. Mm-hmm. Good example to make it really simple is I think of me as a cookie, so I am anonymous, with a large keyword cloud on top of my head. Those keywords are words that my cookie consumed by visiting URLs. So I visit a specific page, relevant keywords from that page got appended to my persona. You will probably see on my cloud a lot of things related to toddler, kids, gluten-free, healthy recipes. I love baking. You might see a lot of cake and utensils and things that I'm often buying to fulfill my needs. We often see 400 keywords associated in a month. We often see 400 keywords associated to a cookie. So that enables us to build any audience, something that would be really hard to build with Axiom Mobile or InfoBase.
So you might even consume 400 pages in a month and get 130 terms from those pages to make 50,000 keywords that could come just from Christiane, right? So we could really try and define cookies that have consumed things about toddlers, training pants, boys, things like that, to understand that she's got a little boy that might be having trouble with potty training, right? So you can use all that information to target that cookie for a campaign. And the nicest thing to me is that you can target her no matter what she's looking at. So now she's looking at content about cooking, and we're going to have an ad for potty training, right? Mm-hmm. So that it's not just on sites about potty training that you would be able to display an ad, but it's anywhere she is at any time.
Another example I like to give on the semantics, and it's good to level set, is this is really different. The industry is aware of behavior data sets. And what is a behavior data set? You place a tag in a website and you categorize that website, let's say in a market for a BMW. The reality is my cookie visit that website, the BMW website, but I went to the portion on instructions on how to install a car seat. So the keywords car seat BMW that are being extracted for that content that I'm consuming will be much more relevant than a straightforward behavior categorization. So there are 100 type of data providers out there that are 100% behavior. And that's why semantics uses linguistic, it uses words, relevant words consumed by those personas, and we use that information to build audiences. So you would put the car seat installation, and now you understand that Christiane is not in the market for a BMW, but she is the parent for a toddler.
Okay, and help me understand the difference between that and what the industry refers to as contextual targeting. What makes semantic stand out from that?
Got it. Yeah, it's completely different. So I just explained behavior data sets. Mm-hmm. Contextual is a categorization of URLs. So contextual targeting, we are pushing a list of URLs. So the ad would be displayed only on that specific URL. The Axiom semantics, we extract all the knowledge from the keywords we append to a persona. And as we are pushing that audience to programmatic platforms, you are able to follow that audience anywhere. That audience doesn't need to be on that URL. So back to my example, my cookie visited BMW. BMW doesn't need to be in the URL contextual list. I extracted that, appended to the cookie, and if that cookie is visiting now a cooking page, a cooking URL, we can follow that cookie and serve the ad anywhere that cookie goes. So really different than contextual.
So Linda, take that a step further. Say someone hears this and says, that's great, that's just what I need. What's going to happen once they reach out to Data Guru to get their specific audience built?
So we have a briefing document that we ask them to complete that'll help us get a better understanding of what they're trying to target, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes they'll give us URLs that they're interested in. Sometimes they'll give us a few keywords. So then we'll select keywords and select the weight of the keyword. So for car seat, we might weigh that a lot heavier than we would safety, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll pick out specific words and build a word cloud. And this word cloud then shows all the other terms and terminology that those cookies are consuming to make sure that it's a more unified look at that cookie grouping. And then mm-hmm. we'll distribute it to the programmatic destination of choice. So like I said, programmatic, this cannot go to Facebook or Twitter or Snap. Right. This can only go to places that use cookies. So it's typically very quick for us to turn things around. We'll turn it around in a day or two, give you some feedback, and then you can come back and make revisions if you see some mm-hmm. words in the cloud that you don't want. We can also exclude words, right? If something shows up that we can tell is out of boundaries of what you really want to target, we can exclude it right from the get-go. So this is a great way
to find and get exactly what they're looking for.
Exactly. It's a back and forth. I really think of this as an art and a science. When I started at Axiom, I answered an ad that said, I have two brains, right? And that's what this product does. You have to mm-hmm. use both sides of your brain because it's art and a science. So yeah. Christiane, talk about...
One thing that I would love if you to mention, Linda, is... How can Axiom Semantics help those highly privacy regulated industries?
I was going to make you answer that.
Oh, okay, I can answer that if you want. I just didn't want to cut you off.
You answer it.
I have a financial services background of the digital world, and I know how hard it is to find audiences that would be approved by FCRA compliances. And sometimes the financial services industry, even it's if it's okay, they take a conservative approach and won't. Basically, you cannot use any PII data. It's impossible. Axiom Semantic is FCRA approval. We can explain how we get there because we start not from people. We start from URLs. And that's a piece of the secret sauce of the solution is we extracting keywords from URLs consuming. URLs are not people. We can also, because the data is live, right? We are dealing with cookies on our internal platform, DMP. The data has a lot of reach. We are seeing 80% plus reach of the audiences that we push out to the platform. But in terms of financial services, we can use specific keywords, and we know that that cookie is in a market for a specific card because they are reading up contents about reward credit cards or cashback credit cards, and that is probably a more relevant audience for those type of offers. In the pharmaceutical vertical is one of our top clients, because with HIPAA and AI and several other regulations, it is in conditions, right? Like, you have so many regulations around that. We can use other keywords like dry skin to get to eczema, so you can promote a specific lotion that is to treat eczema. And as we type a specific keyword in the tool, Linda's team is able to see all the keywords where she's using her art to figure out what are the best 3 to 4 words to use to find the perfect combination of keywords to build that audience.
The other thing I love about this approach is, how many times have you been searching for something and 3 weeks later you're still seeing ads for it and you've already purchased, or a month later or 2 months later, right? Because this, we can control the look back period, and we're understanding what the cookies are doing, we'd no longer target you for that vehicle after you've bought it, right? When you stop looking, we stop including you in the campaign, right? That cookie is going to be removed. And as new cookies come in that are looking at that content, they're going to join the campaign. So it's really an evergreen campaign that builds, waxes and wanes as the interest in that happens. And so during COVID-19, guess what? This is great timing, because we can't predict which consumers, right, are going to do what, but we understand their cookie behavior, that my content is starting to search for vacations, starting to search for taking a plane, right? That indicates that that cookie is going to be, you know, on the move. So now Southwest Airlines or United or whatever can target those for that type of content.
It's a great example.
Yes, they both sound very, very timely and very specific ways advertisers can build their audiences. So this has been a great conversation today.
And that's all thanks to Christiane with her innovative mind.
That's right. Go,
and
Christiane.
Without Linda's data guru doing all the heavy lifting using her art and science, that would not be possible. So it's a team effort.
Well, we're going to wrap up today with a question I've been asking our guest, Christiane. What has your favorite new hobby or activity been during the pandemic?
I think it's my vegetable garden and killing moles that attack my lawn. So I've been really going after them, and it became a joke in my house right now.
How many have you gotten rid of so far?
Oh, I don't know. I hope they die when I bomb them on the lawn. I just put, they never come out to tell me if they're dead.
Christiane the mole killer. I love it. I love it. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, both of you. It's been a great discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.